Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the struggle by Malaysian officials to keep people from joining jihadists. Police arrested three men last month. The men were reportedly planning to join Islamist militants in Syria.
We stress that this is not your priority. Your priority, if you want to help them, you should join the humanitarian mission, sending foods, aids, release the pain suffered by the refugees.
Then we will report on efforts by scientists to find better ways to deal with solar storms. A sudden burst of solar energy can cause power outages on Earth.
So a geomagnetic storm watch is somewhat like a hurricane watch when there's a hurricane sitting offshore of Miami and it's a couple of days out.
Efforts to stop Malaysians from joining terrorist groups and efforts to help the Earth deal with sunstorms. Those are our subjects today on As It Is from VOA. Malaysian police recently arrested three men they believe were planning to join Islamist militants in Syria. Police say the three were arrested last month at Kuala Lumpur International Airport. Officials say militant groups have used social media to interest more than 30 Malaysian Muslims in fighting what they call jihad in Syria and Iraq. As we hear from Bob Doty, anti-terrorism experts say they are worried about what could happen when these militants return home.
Since early last year, Malaysian officials have been actively working to stop people from joining groups like the Islamic State. Anti-terrorism expert Ayub Khan says he is worried about more than the harm they can cause in Syria and Iraq.
They are also planning to carry out attack in Malaysia against Malaysia government. Because for them, Malaysia is not Islamic government. It's okay to topple the Malaysia through armed struggle. So that is the main objective. The same objective that has been preached by this Islamic State.
Earlier this year, Malaysian police arrested several people who planned to join up with the Islamic State. Police said the suspects had talked about attacking targets in Malaysia. Jufitri Joha is with the Muslim Youth Movement of Malaysia. He says his group is attempting to persuade young Muslims not to join the jihad.
We stress that this is not your priority. Your priority, if you want to help them, you should join the humanitarian mission, sending foods, aids, release the pain suffered by the refugees, by the internally displaced people. That is your priority.
Jufitri Joha says young Muslims in Malaysia have shown interest in both the name and idea of the Islamic State. But police say the would-be jihadists are also interested in fighting Shia Muslims, seeing them as opponents of accepted religious teachings. Political scientist Chandra Muzaffar says officials in Malaysia, a Sunni Muslim country, share the blame for fueling religious violence.
It is obvious that there is a strong anti-Shia element in religious propaganda in Malaysia. And this is emanating from the religious establishment, from certain elements in political parties, from NGOs, from various other groups.
Malaysian police say they are closely watching social media which they say is the main way the militants appeal to would-be followers. Police say that if Malaysians with ties to groups like the Islamic State return home, they will be arrested immediately. I'm Bob Doty.
You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. Powerful winds from the sun affect the Earth's atmosphere. These solar winds cause the beautiful Aurora Borealis, also known as the Northern Lights. These winds are also responsible for many of the power outages that affect modern electrical systems. As we hear now from Ann Ball, scientists are seeking better ways to deal with these solar storms.
The sun's energy creates light and heat. It also produces charged electrical particles and magnetic fields. The sun can keep the earth nice and warm and helps our crops to grow. But a sudden burst of that solar energy can cause a power outage. William Murtaugh is with the National Space Weather Prediction Center in Boulder, Colorado.
As recently as 2003, a big geomagnetic storm during that period we call the Halloween storms produced a blackout in Malmo, Sweden, the city of Malmo in Sweden, and damaged transformers in the Eskom network in South Africa.
The National Space Weather Prediction Center is part of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The Prediction Center provides continually up-to-date forecasts to power companies, government agencies, the satellite industry, and airline companies. It even shares these reports with users of global positioning system equipment. The normal solar forecast is hot, sunny, and worry-free. But sometimes satellites near the sun observe huge orange geysers. These explosions can produce magnetized winds, which continue into space. A solar storm generally takes at least half a day to reach the Earth. So, at first, says William Murtaugh, the Prediction Center describes the solar activity as a watch.
So a geomagnetic storm watch is somewhat like a hurricane watch when there's a hurricane sitting offshore of Miami and it's a couple of days out.
In the final hour of its trip to Earth, the storm passes a special satellite orbiting our planet. The satellite provides new clues about the power and size of the storm. Then scientists hurry to send the latest information.
So we can give all the folks that we gave a heads up to a day or two earlier, we can say, okay, it's worse than we expected, it is as expected, or maybe it's a bit of a dud and it's not going to be the impact we thought it might have here on Earth.
Most storms are uneventful, or a bit of a dud, as he said. For larger storms, electric companies can direct power away from sensitive equipment and intense geomagnetic activity. But short-term outages are still possible. That is why hospitals, airports, and other emergency centers are urged to keep backup power generators.